June. Birds chirping, insects buzzing, the start of summer, children playing, summer brides having their wedding, the mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Wow. Oh, your favorite in June.
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to Pride48.com for more information.
Today is Wednesday, June the 12th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where I talk about my life and you listen, and I'm so appreciative that you do listen about my life. And it's a normal Wednesday here in the wonderful, you know, one thing, I don't know if this is something that you tend to start talking about. I didn't really do a good job fading that out. Oh, well. Anyway, I don't know if when you get older, if that's just something that you do is talk about weather. But I was just going to say it's gotten really chilly here, especially for June. It got down to like 58 degrees last night, which is actually really chilly for, I mean, we get into the 90s in June. And so I was really surprised, like we had to I don't think we did turn on the heater, but we definitely had to turn the AC off and, you know, I don't know, snuggle up under our blankets last night. I actually don't remember, but it was kind of cold when we were sitting on the couch watching TV. And then tonight, I don't know what the temperature is right this moment. I could probably, well, I don't even know where my phone is, but I could probably look, but I'm not going to go away from the recording. But it feels like it's in the 60s. At least, and for those of you who are in other countries that don't use the same system as we use, you can go on Google, and I think there's a calculator to do that. But regardless, it's really chilly for this time of year, so it's not bad, actually. It's fine. And I suppose we need to get used to that. I don't know what the temperature is in Alaska, but I imagine it's colder than it is down here in the South. And I think I looked at one point and it got down into the, I don't know, 40s or maybe 40s in the evenings at this time of year. So I think we'll need to be taking a couple of jackets with us anyway. So we probably need to get used to it. Well, I've been promising for probably a week that I was going to play a voicemail from Scotty, and I have not listened to this voicemail. So we're going to all listen to it together and just, he could be cussing me out. I have no idea what he's saying. But we will go ahead and play that now and have a listen.
G'day, Adam. This is Scotty, your Aussie battler. And I've been meaning to call up your little show for months, maybe even like a year. But you basically just didn't do an episode for that long until recently. And I'm bombarded with them, which is great. But listen, very important. What is with that song that cuts in near the end of each episode? I just want to say the levels are all wrong. It's way too loud. And sometimes it's hard to even really hear what you're saying because
I muted myself. I just want to say I love when someone calls and leaves a voicemail and then gives me production advice. You know, actually, Scotty, I've been thinking about that. Whether it's too loud or not. And, you know, thank you for letting me know that it's too loud. I'll try to make that softer in the future, and we'll see if we can make that better for you. All right, let's continue on.
Some, I don't know, 1998 called, and they want their bizarre Moby song back. Something about I'm going to lick somebody's ass. Anyway, so you might want to just turn that down a bit, or maybe turn yourself up a bit. The other thing, I've just listened to the episode where you talk about buying camera lenses. Probably now. That was 2 weeks ago, but anyway. Context. What does it mean? What do you mean you're not going to say how much you spent on the lenses? Like, what's the point in the story then? We all know you're super rich, on a mega, mega high salary. You're like in the top 0.2% of the entire universe. So just spit it out already. So
why does Scotty always say, I swear to God, every time he calls in, and Scotty, I let you call as many times as you want. Leave as many voicemails. Well, it's not a voicemail. So Scotty is technologically advanced, and he actually records himself on his phone, and then he sends the MP3 or the WAV file or whatever via email. So those of you who want to do that, I know I don't have a phone number right now, but you can definitely call in, and you can definitely do that. You can record your voice. You can send it to my email. I'll play it on the show. A lot of my listeners are podcasters. I'm sure you know how to do it. But why does Scotty, he always does it when he's walking and he's a little bit out of breath, and it sounds like he's in the middle of masturbating. I don't know why. I always said this when he called into, or when he left voicemails for dubious intent. Anyway, love you, Scotty, but we'll continue listening now.
I'm guessing either one, you were being a total cheapskate and you only spent like $600 to $1,000, or you bought, like, I don't know, the Canon L lenses and it was like $8,000, but I don't know, need some context on that. And also, what brand of camera? I don't remember you ever saying what brand of camera it was. Okay, well, thank you for calling. Love having a show that's regular, that has some content, unlike Big Fatty. Bye.
Oh, I like that. I like being compared to Big Fatty. All right, so I'm gonna put on the background music that the 90s called and they want their song back. You know, this is a song, it was something on YouTube. It was some remix of something, and I like it. You know, the theme song is very old as well. I mean, these two songs are from back when I did the Adam and Maddie show. And that's about as low as I can get it, so I hope you can still hear me. But anyway, so I love both of them, and I have considered, you know, swapping out. Well, I don't know about the opening song. I love the opening song a lot. It's my favorite opening song of any podcast that I've done. And because I wasn't doing the Adam and Maddie show anymore, I really wanted to keep that song. Although in the Adam and Maddie show, we had some stupid pre-recorded stuff. If you ever listen to the Adam and Maddie show, it was trying to be those where, you know, some shows will have clips of their actual show kind of interspersed in their theme music or whatever, but they change it up from time to time. When we started the podcast, we pre-recorded a few outrageous things that we thought we might say on the show, which actually turned out to be fairly accurate. I mean, we did say things like that or worse. So I think, and both of us kind of matched our personalities at the time, at least. But I, you know, obviously I'm not playing that for this show because it's not the Adam and Maddie show. But so it's just the stripped down music without, you know, without the rest of it. Anyway, so I don't know. I'm so sorry you don't like it. I hope the volume is a little bit more to your liking now. I was thinking about that, so it's fine. You can say whatever you want. To the lenses. So one of the lenses I bought is an L series. It's an EF 70-200mm. It's a Canon. And it's F4, which I really wanted to get the F2.8, but I just didn't want to spend. So the F2.8 was $1,800 for the 70-200. And since I don't know how serious I'm going to get into photography, I thought that was a little bit too much to spend. So the 70-200 F4 is, it actually was $1,000. So it's middle of the road. You know, it is the L series. So it is the prosumer. I don't know if that's necessarily the professional series, but it is the prosumer. And then I decided that that the 70 to 200 was not zoomy enough. So I got the teleconverter, and it's also a Canon teleconverter, and I don't know the actual, off the top of my head, I don't know like what the name of it was, but it's the 2X extender or teleconverter by Canon. And it specifically goes with the 70 to 200 and those lenses. Anyway, so, and that was another like $400. And I sent back the 18 to 55 that I bought, and it was a Sigma. But I decided my kit lens came really close to that. It was around 600. I sent it back so I could get the extender. And also, I wanted an ultra wide angle lens, which is a Tamron. It's a 11 to 16, I believe, but it's an f2.4, which I like because the aperture is much larger on that one. The zoom, I wish I had a little bit larger aperture so that I could shoot and get more light, but I couldn't see myself spending 800, so, or 1800. So the three lenses together were about the same price as the one zoom lens at f2.4. My camera is a Canon 70D, and it does have a crop sensor, which any lens you put on it, it makes it look more zoomed in because the crop is more than a full-framed sensor, obviously. So there you go. That's what I've got. I've thought about, if I really get into photography at some point, getting a camera with a full-frame sensor, but I'm going to leave it as is for now and see how this goes. And I've been posting photos with the episode over on Twitter, so they're not great, but, you know, I'm practicing. I'm practicing a lot, so we'll see. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, just like Scotty did, with a voicemail or text, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys tomorrow, and thanks for emailing me, Sam. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.